Joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Hi, Will.
Hi, David.
Well, I have to tell you, we got a lot of letters about the answer from the puzzle, I guess it was 2 weeks ago, about Olay and Schooled. It seems that a lot of people were confused by the hint that was given as part of the instructions that said that all of the letters came in front of Olay or at the end. And obviously, Schooled has letters both in front and in the back, so what gives?
Well, it wasn't worded as clearly as it should have been. I should have said that the letters go at the front and or the end for clarity. Also, a lot of people wrote in wondering if Olay was a common word or a familiar word, as I said. I checked lots of dictionaries, and it's in all of them. But whether you consider it familiar or not, I guess, is up to you.
So there you go. Now, could you repeat for us the challenge you gave us last week?
Yes, I said the letters E, F, G, H, I can be found consecutively inside the word prize fighter, albeit in mixed order. And I asked what familiar word contains the letters L, M, N, O, P consecutively inside it. And I said, note, the five letters must appear together in a cluster, although they can appear in any order.
And what's your answer?
Well, my intended answer was commonplace. I almost gave a hint last week that the answer was commonplace, but thought that might confuse people or make the puzzle too easy. A lot of people sent in the answer Monopoly. The problem with that is that the letters L, M, N, O, P are not in a cluster in that, so that was not correct. A lot of people also sent in Pamplona, the Spanish town, and Simplon, the Swiss pass and tunnel. And as proper names, those are also correct.
Well, we received about 600 entries to this week's puzzle, and our winner, chosen at random as always, is Cindy Soriano from Milpitas, California. Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
Where is Milpitas?
Milpitas is just north of San Jose.
And how long have you been playing the puzzle?
I would say for about 2 years.
Religiously, every Sunday?
Well, we try.
You and your husband play?
My husband and I try to play every weekend, yeah.
Competition or collaboration between
you? Oh, we're a team for 25 years now, so it's definitely collaboration.
Great. Will, meet Cindy.
All right, Cindy. Hi there.
Hi, Will.
Hi. Today's puzzle is called Ion Trail. I'm going to read you some sentences. Each sentence has two blanks. Add the letters I-O-N to the end of the word that goes in the first blank to get a new word that goes in the second blank to complete the sentence. For example, if I said, following the storm, the ship came into blank with a blank of its mast missing, you would say it came into port with a portion of its mast missing. All right?
All right.
Number one, at the riding stable, a mare should not be put in the same blank as a blank.
Should not be put in the same stable.
No.
Mare.
Stall.
There you go.
As a stallion.
Same stall as a stallion is correct. Try this one. Be sure not to blank the launch of the first space blank to Mars.
Miss and mission?
Excellent. Miss and mission. Representative Quackenbush is proposing a blank to spend several blank dollars on a highway in his district.
Bill and billion?
Ooh, you're getting fast. Many skin blank. Enjoy exploring underwater caves for blank.
Divers, diversion?
Divers and diversion is right. The polka musicians were all in blank that what they needed was a new blank player. The polka musicians were all in blank.
Accordion?
Yes, accordion. The hard-hearted naval officer in charge of the blank showed little blank for his fellow crewmen. He was hard-hearted, so he showed little.
Showed little. I think in charge of.
He's in charge of something that will help navigate or provide direction. Sounds like I stumped you. Do you know this one, David?
David, help
on this one. In charge of the compass?
Yes, he was in charge of the compass.
Compassion.
He showed little compassion. Here's your last one. At the religious breakfast, the ministers were served eggs blank immediately after the blank.
Benediction?
There you go. And benediction. Bravo.
Cindy, you did a great job.
Oh, that was rough.
Well, for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin. You'll get the new Merriam-Webster one-volume collegiate encyclopedia, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Milton Bradley, and from Random House, The Puzzle Master Presents, a collection of mind twisters heard here on Weekend Edition Sunday. Tell us what your public radio station is.
KQED in San Francisco.
Cindy Soriano from Milpitas, California, thanks for playing the puzzle with us.
Thank you both very much.
Thanks.
Now then, Will, give us a new challenge to work on this week.
Yes, it comes from listener Gary Dish of Aylmer, Quebec. Name a well-known city in the world in six letters. Remove one letter and rearrange those that remain to name a well-known city in five letters. Then remove another letter and rearrange those that remain to name a well-known city in four letters. What cities are these? And here's a hint, the first and third cities are capitals of their respective countries. So again, a well-known city in six letters, drop a letter, scramble, and get a well-known city in five letters. Do that again and get a well-known city in four letters. What cities are they?
When you have the answer, send us a postcard to Weekend Edition Sunday Puzzle, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Our email address is puzzle@npr.org. That's P-U-Z-Z-L-E @npr.org. Only one entry per person. Deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And please include both your day and evening phone numbers. We'll call you if you're our winner. You'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. Thanks, Will.
Thanks, David.